Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every night I hope and pray a dream lover will come my way. Girl, the hope in my
heart. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Little Bobby Darin bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Gene Greisman, one of the top Lincoln portrayers in the world, and the author of a number of books, including several on Lincoln. His new book is called Lincoln and Obama, but the one I love, still my favorite and on the top of my bestseller list, is The Words Lincoln Lived By. Gene, is that book still available?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's in its 20th or 30th printing at the web.
It's a wonderful little book. It's not a big book, but it is full of inspirational quotes and thoughts, and it's just a rich little document that you need to check out. The Words Lincoln Lived By Gene Greisman. Gene, thanks again for being here. Thanks for helping us celebrate the birthday of Abraham Lincoln.
Can I tell you a quick little story about the book?
Okay.
I have a friend, she sent me an email, and it was for a blog, and it was 12 of my favorite Lincoln quotes, and I looked at her list, and four of them Lincoln didn't even say.
And well, those are the best kind, aren't they, Gene?
Oh, they are, but they're too neat and too tidy, and they're not Lincolns. So I said, you know, I hate to tell my friend this because it really happens all the time. I see all these quotes that Lincoln didn't say, and I said, I know a book. Every Lincoln quote in that book is authentic, and it's called The Words Lincoln Lived By.
That's funny.
Well, here's one of my favorite Lincoln quotes, and most people have never heard this one. I think it's one of the greatest, and it has all kinds of applications for business. The true rule in determining to embrace or reject anything is not whether it has any evil in it, but whether it has more of evil than of good. There are few things wholly evil or wholly good. Almost everything is an inseparable compound of the two. So that our best judgment of the preponderance between them is continually demanded. Now let me give you an example of that principle.
He's talking about a paradox, isn't he?
That's right.
He basically defined paradox with that quote.
That's right. There's a big movie out called Argo, and it's based on getting some of our hostages out of Iran during the hostage crisis years ago. And so there's a big discussion that's going on between the CIA and State Department and the White House about this plan. And so they say this is a really bad plan. And he said, this is the best good plan. This is the best bad plan we have. This is the best bad plan we have. And often, the choices are not between good and bad, but between bad and worse. And we have to make those kinds of decisions in business,
all the time. It's called ethics. And yes. I wrote an article one time, and I said ethics is not black or white. Ethics is gray. Yep. Because that's what Lincoln was doing in that quote you gave us. He was defining the paradox of ethics, I think.
Yep, he is.
Because if you think about it, so many times your ethical dilemma is not that you know, are you going to say something that's the truth or not, but maybe whether you should say anything at all. And
what
do you feel, and what binds you to say something or not say something? And then I come back to what Lynn Morella calls the definition of ethics, and he calls it devotion to the unenforceable.
I do a good bit of executive coaching and consulting, and just this past week I was meeting with the founders of a multi-million dollar company, and they're trying to make a decision about whether to remove the leader in that company. And what I did, we worked through this exercise. I said, look at all your options, and then for option A, B, C, write down the worst thing that could happen if you do A, the worst thing that could happen if you do B, the worst thing that could happen if you do C, and then the best thing of each of those two.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can come up with a good decision.
Mm-hmm. Do you think Lincoln used this position, this point, the quote that you just gave us, do you think he used that mechanism for all of his decisions?
I think so. You see, I think that he was trained as a lawyer, and he recognized that early on in almost any case that you take to law, there's good and bad in the case.
Mm-hmm.
And he recognized that, and you have to decide, and a jury has to decide, is there more of evil than of good in what
mm-hmm.
has taken place?
Mm-hmm.
And he does this in the movie, the Spielberg movie.
Mm-hmm.
He has to look at what's the downside of freeing the slaves immediately rather than doing it gradually.
And you're surrounded by people, all of us decision makers, are surrounded by people who will be more invested on one side or the other, and somebody has to make a decision to balance the equities, to balance the evil and the good, don't they?
Yes, and God help you if you're ever having to make a decision with somebody who is an absolutist, who just absolutely says, you know, there's some bad in this,
right,
and we're not going to do it.
Gene, I need your website again, please.
It is presidentlincoln.com, www.presidentlincoln.com.
And they can get to all the other sites from
there,
too.
They absolutely can.
Gene, thank you for being here. Thank you for helping us once again celebrate President Lincoln's birthday. And take care of yourself.
Thank you so much.
Gene Griseman, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. Be sure to check out his website, presidentlincoln.com. I promise you won't regret doing that. And the new book, Lincoln and Obama, don't forget that one too. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.